ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the bleeding uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with the world? People kill people that other people command. Middle East is a modern day attack on a native land. Project eugenics planned on the common man. Expand the military industrial complex. Annex
for a soil chemical. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the show that's all about expanding the military-industrial complex. And what's interesting, you can either be a military-industrial complex or you can look at it and think, hey, it's military and it's industrial, and it's not complex at all. It's actually pretty simple. They're just out to work together to kill your ass. Right, and speaking of which, there was this conversation we were having over the break about community. And during the Great Depression, you know, you'd like break down on the side of the road. Somebody would stop and help you. Apparently that was back like that in the 70s. I've talked to some of my friends who are like 50 years old and stuff like that, and they said, man, Vinny, I've only woken up in the last couple of years, and I've noticed just how much freedoms and how much community and how much of everything I've lost and that. And I said, well, bro, that's the reason the agenda has worked so well, because you have to live through decades and decades of it before you notice anything's wrong, and by then it seems too late. And in terms of creating a community, I feel that there's a resurgence happening, because companies that I've worked for, organizations that I've fronted or whatever, I've always felt that they suffer from the same problem, which is, I'm sorry, you've got a good idea and you may be doing the right thing. However, it's against the protocol. It's against the rules that we've got here. You know, it doesn't quite fit the mold. You're not quite good for this company. I mean, and it happens in school. It happens everywhere. I was suspended from high school 17 times, Phil Foster.
you know, Vinny, I believe that. That's a good sign. Of course, depending on what you were doing, it probably wasn't for beating people up.
Well, incidentally, actually, yes, it was. In the earlier part of it, I was suspended maybe 3 times for violence. And the last time, it was when a friend of mine had stolen something from me and he refused to give it back. And so I just kind of leapt on him and I pulled off a big chunk of his hair just in the library. And then I took that chunk of hair and I walked up to the assistant principal's office before anybody had asked a teacher or anything like that. And I put the hair and I put the clump of hair onto his desk, and I go, "I need you to suspend me. I'm not gonna hurt any." The realization had dawned on me that every single time I physically hurt somebody, I always took the fall for it. Yeah. You know, like I could never get away with it. Yeah. And that was the last time I ever laid a hand on somebody. That was when I was 15. And my father was really violent towards me. I was a violent kid all the way up to that. Uh-huh. My mother had had noticed this, and she got a nice man named Derek Haywood to kind of mentor me. He was he grew lavender in an organic farm and stuff like that. And he taught me to drive, and we'd hang out every week and watch movies and have dinner and just talk, or we'd go out and we'd hack away at gorse bushes and weeds together, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that all I needed to do was be understood and loved and not betrayed, and my behavior improved drastically. The negativity that I felt, the loneliness, the isolation, the hate towards other people that I felt disappeared as soon as I was taken out of that environment and put into a new loving and caring one. And it was a profound realization for a 15-year-old to have.
Wow. It's a beautiful story, because that's first of all, congratulations on being the one to break that legacy in your family. It's happening all over the planet, and people are starting to wake up to that you don't have to let yourself be bullied or shamed into taking abuse, whether it's from your siblings, your parents, your teachers, your coaches. your supposed political leaders, your military leaders, you don't have to take it. And if you do, then your children are going to be exposed to that whole thing. So it's really, this is the point in history where with the weapons that are available now, with, you know, suitcase dirty nuclear bombs and biological and chemical weapons and so forth, bullying on this planet won't be tolerable by evolution itself, because people will get back at bullying authorities in ways that that will have huge ramifications. And with the internet, people are getting the information directly rather than having to depend on their, you know, their priest or their teacher or their parent or something like that, that it's not okay to be abused. People are getting it directly from their friends and from the internet, and starting to take a stand for the sovereignty and sacredness of every single individual being. And in terms of the liberty conversation, that's, for me, the biggest misunderstanding on this planet right now that's threatening our existence, is that we have been duped into thinking that the fundamental unit of humanity is the group or the community or the state or the nation state or something like that. Whereas all of those are ideas, they're names for collections of individuals. But the real sovereign entity is the individual. And that's why we say in our film that with that as the core navigating insight, if we build our economic systems and our justice systems, communication, all of that, on non-violation of the individual, on non-initiation of force, then I think that would really, before too long, we can be living in a healthy environment with a vibrant community on a really thriving planet. And if we don't get that one, even if we get the energy, even if we get money and so forth, our chances of survival are slim if we don't get that we need to start by honoring the sanctity of every single individual.
Well, the individual at the end of the day is the only thing that really exists. Kind of like, there's no such thing as a forest. There are only trees. A forest is simply an idea of the collection of trees, but you can't touch a forest.
That's right.
Because it doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when people are collectivist in nature, bear in mind that they are fulfilling kind of like a mission to their eyes of doing the right thing for something that they don't realize isn't there. It doesn't exist.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Larkin Rose. I don't know if you know him or have had him on the show. If you haven't, you got to get him on. He's right up there with Stefan Molyneux to me as the greatest philosophers of our day. And he's just come out with a book called The Most Dangerous Superstition. I recommend everyone go get this book, and it really expounds on what you were just so beautifully describing. But let me take this one step further. You know, I mentioned before the break that I had a breaking story in terms of energy, because I described how if you honor the fundamental patterns of nature, it will pour out this boundless energy in a clean, cheap, and safe way. But here's a story that's literally unfolding right now that combines the awareness of the sovereignty of the energy unit and the need for honoring the sovereignty of the individual human unit. So here's the story. I was contacted 3 days ago now through a mutual friend by an inventor in the Midwest of the United States. And this inventor saw Thrive, was inspired to work on free energy, went and got an old device that has never been really successful consistently in accessing free energy, but it's got some good parts to it. He bought one of these things and started tinkering with it based on the geometries that he'd seen in Thrive. And the bottom line is he got it working. And he's been running his house for 3.5 months, his entire house, on a 7-pound device that he put together for a little over $100. And so the good news is that he built 3 replicas, shared them with friends. They're all running their own homes on this same device for nothing. And then the bad news is he was a little naive about the political condition out there. So he put up a YouTube video of himself installing this device, decoupling from the grid, and starting to run his house on this magnetic motor. So within a couple of hours, he had over 800,000 hits on YouTube. And within a few hours after that, he had Homeland Security pulling into his driveway. These last three days have been hell for him. They interrogated him for 4 hours. They took his son, who's 20, into custody for 16 hours and interrogated him without giving him any food or water for the entire time. They've cut off this guy's credit cards. They're threatening his life. And they made him take the YouTube video down. And here's the punchline of this whole thing, Vinny. You won't believe this. What the guy from Homeland Security said to him was, you have to stop what you're doing because you're interrupting the natural flow of society. What he really meant was, you're getting in the way of our control of energy and other people's lives. You're actually setting people free of energy and our political control if you continue to do this device. So fortunately, at that point, he called me. And I have brought in some of the top lawyers in the country and some of the top security people to come in and protect this guy and, you know, make him clear on what his rights are, and also to put out a warning to these agencies and the individuals who are trying to do this suppression, that this gentleman was not only doing a voluntary act, but he was planning on giving away this technology to the whole world. And so really what he's done is he independently created an invention and independently wanted to communicate it to other human beings for their own liberation. And what they have done, in addition to stopping his enterprise, was the NSA and the Homeland Security has clamped down on his free speech rights. So not only are we looking to protect his rights and get this technology out, but if they continue to do this, the lawyers are saying they have a very strong case, a criminal case, against these individuals for trying to suppress this person's property and their free speech. So as we speak, I'm waiting for a call back from the attorney to strategize the right timing for getting the specifics of this out, because fortunately they did not give up the location of these other devices. And prior to putting up the YouTube video, they did disseminate the plans that made this device successful, as well as the video. So this is a tremendous opportunity to bring the whole world's attention toward protecting this brave individual and his son, but also using this as an opportunity to liberate this knowledge so the whole world can be freer and more prosperous by having access to infinite energy in a clean, safe way.
Well, I think we need to make this man a celebrity. Put him all over the internet, all over the radio shows, all over YouTube, you know. We need to saturate and make those people back off.
Exactly.
Okay? Just remember what happens when you stir up a hornet's nest. It doesn't matter that each of the individual hornets seem to be small. When they sting you, it hurts. And when there's too many of them, you won't survive.
And I told him, make sure you get the badge number and names of every single one of those agents. Make sure you record audio and video on everything and get it out to remote hard drives. And the world will now be watching, and we will be protecting you and this information. So the time has come. So I'm still concerned about this family's well-being, and we're doing everything we can to protect that. But at the same time, I'm very excited about this breakthrough, really, for humankind and the paradigm shift of honoring the sovereignty and the sanctity of the Taurus, whether it's in a device or in a human being. So I will keep you posted and let you know as soon as we can let this information out. And we are aligning our networks. You know, we have networks of millions and hundreds of millions of people around the world who would post this very quickly. So I think that time will be coming soon. I'll let you know.
Yeah, and the sooner the better. I've always found that when people are being suppressed for the information that they have, the worst thing you can do is keep it secret.
That's right.
Because if you've got it secret, it means when you're gone, the secret dies with you.
Yes. Well, I don't want to get in the way of a sound legal strategy, and I know that they're collecting evidence that could be used in a criminal case against these suppressive agents. But I know we can come up with a coordinated strategy of the legal, the security, and the media all at once.
Yeah, this would be true. Now we have a caller in here, Elizabeth. We've only got about 1 minute till break. What's up? What's up?
Oh, hi. Are you going to break or me?
We'll be going to break in about less than a minute. If you want to say something, we can possibly come back to you after it.
Yeah, just real quickly, you know, again, thank you both gentlemen for all your work. Your website is absolutely just spectacular. And that was my only suggestion, is that we have some sort of unified, whatever, organized way when we are attacked. Or arrested, you know, the two women that were just arrested trying to, you know, get into the presidential debate the other night and held for 8 hours. You know, if we had some add on.
Yeah, well, in fact, I've called this, Elizabeth, the media phalanx, okay? And you lock shields, you come together, but only when you really need it, at emergency points. I mean, kind of like the ambulances of the truth mover, the tyranny response team. You know, we'll show up in our black uniforms with our badges and stuff like that and start arresting corrupt scumbaggery. We'll be right back after the break with Foster Gamble.